Week 3, Day 5, Our Responsibility. Once a person understands and believes in the gospel, they have the responsibility to share the good news with other people. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Mark 16:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Are you prepared to give an answer to why you have hope in the gospel? Are you prepared to give an answer if someone were to ask you what the gospel is and why you believe it? Many people get nervous when answering these questions. They don't know where to start or end. They'll make statements like, "The gospel is that Jesus died on the cross," or, "The gospel is the good news that Jesus saved me." While those two statements are true, it may be hard for an unbeliever to fully understand what the gospel is and what it has to do with them. This is why it is so important for every person to understand the full gospel and be able to articulate it in a clear and concise way. One of the best ways to share the gospel is by using the 4 points we have looked at this week. First, God the Creator. When you share the gospel with someone, start with the good news that God created this world, and it was good. Help people understand God created them because He wanted a relationship with them. He is a good God who wants to share His goodness with mankind. 2, mankind the sinner. Second, share the bad news that mankind is the one that has done wrong by not listening to God. You might want to share the story about Adam and Eve with people who do not understand how sin came into the world, or simply share Romans 3:23 and 6:23, which say, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." The point is, they need to know our relationship with God has been broken because of our sin, and we are deserving of eternal death. 3, Jesus the Savior. Thirdly, share the good news that God loved us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus did not give up on us, but pursued us and came down to earth to restore our relationship with Him. Jesus not only died on the cross for our sins, taking the punishment we deserve, but He rose from the grave, proving He is God. 4, our response, faith and repentance. Lastly, tell people how they can be saved. Let them know we are not saved by our works, but by believing in the work of Jesus on the cross. We are called to repent of our sins, turn to God, and believe in Him. The following verse is a great one to use. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 ESV. This is how you can share the gospel with others. We encourage you to write this out in your own words, along with your personal story of how God changed your life. Often when people share their story or personal testimony, they talk about how God changed their life, but they forget to share the life-saving gospel. A testimony is powerful, but the truth is that your story will not save anyone, but the gospel will. The goal is to interweave the gospel into your testimony so that in the end, they will know how to be saved. As they listen to your own story, they will hear the gospel message and respond to that truth within your testimony. Sharing the gospel with others may sound a little intimidating, but it is one of the main duties God has given you. And when you think about it, it's really a beautiful invitation. God wants not only to save you, but to use your life to help bring other people to Himself. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Mark 1:17 ESV. The good news in this calling is that God promises to be with us each step along the way. He promises to give us His Holy Spirit to help us as we share with people in our city, state, country, and around the world. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. Are you ready to share? You can do it because God is with you. Even when we are nervous, He will help give us the words. The more we share the gospel, the more comfortable it will become, and we will want to share it even more. Let's make ourselves ready. Instead of our regular questions, today we are going to do our story crafting experience.